Part 3. Topics. Advertising.
What kinds of advertising can you find in your everyday life?
Advertising seems to be everywhere nowadays. At home, I normally see most advertising on TV, but it appears in newspapers and magazines that I buy. At work, pop-ups and adverts appear on my screen when I access websites, and there are even ads in the lift. On my way home, I'm sometimes offered leaflets in the street, and then there are always advertising leaflets in my mailbox.
Do you think that there is too much advertising in our lives?
Definitely. I don't mind advertising in newspapers and magazines or on TV, because I don't have to read or watch them, but I hate those pop-ups on the internet. There are too many of them, and I seem to waste a lot of time in deleting them, although you can get programs that will kill them.
Do you think that certain products are better advertised in particular ways?
A lot depends on the advertising budget that companies have and the specific market that they are trying to reach. It is not up to me to tell companies how and where they should spend their money.
Many people find advertising informative. Others claim it just creates demand for unnecessary products and services. What do you think?
I think that both are true. Advertising informs you about new products and what they contain. Without advertising, we would know less about goods and services on offer. As to the question of unnecessary products and services, well, this is subjective. What I may consider as unnecessary, another person might consider necessary.
What controls should there be on advertising?
There have to be some controls, especially regarding claims as to what some products can do. There have been some recent cases about ads about medical products being extremely misleading, and this has even led to some deaths. Also, there should be restrictions about pictures and images and language used. We know that sex sells anything, but nobody would want explicit pictures or language being shown during family viewing or in children's comics. Ages. Do younger people and older people have different attitudes to life?
Yes, of course, because we belong to different generations and have experienced different things. Older people have a lot more experience and tend to be more mature and wiser when it comes to making important decisions. Younger people, on the other hand, have not that much experience and tend to make more mistakes.
Do you think that young people should be permitted to do certain things, like marry, drive cars, vote, earlier in their lives, or later in their lives?
Different countries have different laws regarding these issues. Perhaps a lot depends on at what age a person becomes an adult. Certainly, when a young person becomes an adult, then he should be allowed to do all these things. However, there are exceptions. To control its rapidly rising population, China encourages couples to marry later rather than earlier, as is the custom in most Western countries.
Do you think that older people are really more traditional and conservative than younger people?
Generally speaking, this tends to be true. I know that as I have got older, I have found that my tastes, fashions, and views tend to reflect my present age group rather than when I was in my 20s.
In what ways do people change as they become older?
I think that this is inevitable and part of growing up. I would hate to act like a 20-year-old in a 50-year-old body.
Do you think that people should get married at a later age?
I think that this is best. Marriage is for life and should be treated with the importance it deserves. We sometimes say, marry in haste and repent at leisure. And I think this is true. It is obviously better if you have the means to support your spouse and also some experience in relationships. However, it should be really left up to the individual to decide, as everyone is not the same.
What can young people learn from older people?
Everything. Older people tend to have gone through all that we will do, so their advice is invaluable. We should certainly listen to them, even if we don't follow their advice.
Animals.
Do you consider people in your country to be animal lovers?
In Britain, we are considered a nation of animal lovers and, after all, a dog is a man's best friend. Many families have a dog or a cat as a pet. We have animal rights and groups that look after both wild and domestic animals' best interests. Sometimes our pets are better looked after than our children.
Do you agree with using animals for experiments?
I would rather that animals were used than humans. I don't think that animals have the same rights as humans, and a human's life is worth far more than an animal. If I had a fatal illness and could only be cured using a medicine that had been tested on an animal first, I would have no second thoughts about using that medicine.
If you could keep any animal in the world as a pet, which would you choose?
I think I would love to have a dolphin. They are supposed to be very intelligent and can be trained to do all kinds of tricks. I would love to be in the pool and make friends with it and teach it something. Perhaps it could even teach me how to swim.
Do you think that we spend too much time and money on environmental protection?
I think there needs to be a balance here. For some people we can't spend enough, and for others we spend too much. I agree that people are more important, but we do have a duty to look after animals properly, in whatever environment they happen to be.
Would it be better if people became vegetarians?
I think that this choice is best left up to the individual. There are arguments for and against being a vegetarian. As long as animals are treated humanely and do not suffer unnecessarily when killed, I don't object to eating meat. Perhaps we do eat too much meat and ought to replace some meat with more vegetables.
In what ways do people use animals?
People use animals in all sorts of ways. We use horses for transport and for sport. We domesticate some animals, such as cows, so we can use them for food and clothing. We make pets out of dogs and cats or goldfish. Entertainment is a factor too, as we like circuses, zoos, and wildlife parks. Books. What kind of books do people in your country like to read?
Usually fiction is the most popular, as this includes romance, thrillers, crime, science fiction, etc. Biographies and autobiographies also appear in best-selling lists, but political biographies are not popular. The Harry Potter series of books have become popular with all age groups, even though they were originally written for children.
Do you think that people's tastes in books change as they get older?
I suppose they do. My tastes have certainly got wider, and I read more kinds of books now. I still like to read thrillers and crime books, just as I did when I was younger. I don't like westerns now, though.
Do men and women like to read the same types of books?
Well, women certainly read more love stories than men do, but I would have thought that this is probably the biggest difference. Men, on average, don't like romantic books, and much prefer thrillers, crime, and westerns.
In the future, do you think that books printed on paper will disappear?
No, I don't. I think that printed books have lots of advantages over e-books. You can read them wherever you like, whether it's in the bath or on the train. You can write notes in them as well. E-books may become cheaper, more popular in the future, but I think we will still have printed books.
What do you think are the qualities of a good book?
Obviously, it should be liked by the reader. Sometimes you can find lists of the 100 best books ever, but these lists are only matters of opinion, and not everybody would agree. There are some writers who are generally considered authors of good books, like Dickens and the Bronte sisters. I like books that keep me glued to the page with a good plot, believable characters, and lots of action. If I like a certain author, then I like to read all his or her books.
If you wrote a book, what kind of book would it be?
If I wrote a book, it would be about life in a small village. I would make it funny, maybe even weird, by exaggerating people's characters. People wouldn't be a little clever or a bit humorous. They would be extremely cunning or absolutely hilarious.
Buildings and structures.
Compare and contrast the residential buildings and the buildings where people work in your town or city.
Residential buildings here used to be no more than 6 stories high, but now they can be 26 or more. Office buildings tend to be in the city center, whereas residential buildings are everywhere. These buildings tend to be distinct and separate, but in my office block, there are also residential apartments.
How do you think the design of buildings has changed over the last 50 years?
50 years ago, residential buildings were rarely very tall. Actually, I can't remember a building having more than 6 floors. Rooms in flats have become a little bigger, but many offices are smaller than they used to be. All modern buildings have air conditioning, which was unheard of 50 years ago.
How do you think buildings of the future will differ from today's buildings?
I hope they will be built to higher standards and be more environmentally friendly. They should use the latest building materials and use less energy to run. Perhaps solar power will feature more, and they might have more soundproofing.
In what ways do you think that the buildings in which people live and work influence them?
After 9/11, I know that many people did not want to work in tall skyscrapers because of the fear factor, but people seem to have calmed down more now. I don't think office buildings influence people that much because usually they don't have a say in its location, architecture or decor. Residential property is different because owners can stamp their personal style upon them.
If you could design your own home, what special features would you include?
I quite like the idea of having a home shaped like a golf ball and which could revolve on its axis. It would have rooms decorated in different styles and periods.
Some structures are designed for artistic purposes rather than practical ones. What do you think of this?
If it is artistically designed and looks good, then this is a great idea. We all know about the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty and the crowds of tourists they draw. Cities and countryside. Compare and contrast life in cities and the countryside in your country.
There are big differences. Cities tend to be crowded, more polluted, and have heavy traffic. The countryside has less people, cleaner air, and little traffic. In the cities there are modern shops with the latest consumer goods, while it may be difficult to find some things in the countryside. There will be more jobs and higher pay in cities, and transport and roads are better too. Entertainment is more varied and up to date, while in the countryside, perhaps more traditional entertainment can be found.
Do you think that people in the cities and in the countryside have different personalities?
It is sometimes felt that rural people are a little backward and less educated than their urban counterparts. And certainly it is true that education is better in the city than in the country. Life is faster and more modern in the city, and so people would be more active, fashionable, and knowledgeable about the world than rural people.
When you are older, do you think that you would prefer to live in a city or in the countryside?
I would hope that I could make enough money in the city to be able to afford to retire to the countryside, as then I could have a garden and maybe even some livestock.
In your country, are people moving to cities or from cities?
Here in China, there is a general trend for people to move to the cities because of more jobs and higher pay. This leads to overcrowding and traffic problems.
How do you think city life will change in the future?
I think there will be more pollution, traffic, and overcrowding in cities in the future. I don't think these are problems that can be easily solved and will continue to get worse.
Do you think sci-fi films show a realistic view of future life on Earth?
Sci-films are just fiction. Nobody really knows what life will be like on Earth in the future, so how can you say that a sci-fi film can be realistic? It's just one person's creative idea of what the world will be like and turned into a film.
Computers.
How have computers changed everyday life?
Computers are now widely used in the home and office, in school and university, in shops and even in cars. We use them for education, work, leisure, and communication so that every aspect of our lives are touched, whether we are at work, rest, or play.
What new developments in computers that are widely used in homes and offices do you expect to see in the near future?
I expect to see voice-operated computers with handwriting recognition software available. Computers will operate all home services such as cooking, heating, lighting, security, and entertainment.
Do you think that the use of computers should be restricted, and how?
Computers should not be restricted, but perhaps some of the software should be. We all know that students spend a lot of their time playing games or chatting when they should be studying, so perhaps this kind of software should be removed. However, I don't think that this is feasible. I know that at Tsinghua, first-year students are not allowed to have computers, as this might interfere with their studies.
Do you think that people rely on computers too much?
We obviously rely on them to do a lot of our work, and calculations are certainly made easier. When a computer goes wrong or crashes, inevitably it means that work is either delayed or lost until the computer is fixed.
Many people say that computers are making children less intelligent. Do you agree?
If children are using the computer, then it means that they are not doing something else. This sounds obvious, but that something else could be playing inside or outside with other children. Some experts argue that social interaction aids intelligence, and therefore being alone in front of a computer and letting it do everything for you is not ultimately beneficial.
What new features would you like to see on personal computers?
I would like computers not to have any new features, but rather simplified versions of what we already have. I think that computers now are too technical and complicated, and many existing features are never used. Crime. What do you think of capital punishment, the death penalty?
I am for the death penalty for murder, as I think it acts as a deterrent and prevents the offender from killing again. I am aware of the arguments against capital punishment, but feel that alternatives do not sufficiently punish the killer. After all, the death penalty is the only punishment that fits the crime. The alternative, life imprisonment, is rarely actually for life. Often the killer is released after only a few years, and may kill again.
Do you think that prison is an effective way to punish criminals?
I don't think that prison solves anything. I think that although it removes the criminal from society, it brings him into contact with other criminals and increases the possibility that he may reoffend. Too often, life in prison is too comfortable, and it's not much of a hardship for criminals to endure.
What are the alternatives to putting criminals in prison?
I think that for non-violent criminals there are several alternatives. The right one could be selected by experts after they have assessed the criminal. The important thing is to discover why the person committed the crime. If they stole money to buy drugs, then obviously the first thing to do is get them off the drugs. Violent criminals are clearly a danger and need to be dealt with in secure facilities, such as prisons.
Do you think that increased violence on TV is related to increased crime?
There are many factors that contribute to crime, and perhaps TV is one of them. There is more violence shown, and this could encourage some susceptible viewers to imitate what they see. Also more relevant today is that once TV and films used to show bad people getting their just rewards by being captured and sent to prison, but now they sometimes become anti-heroes and escape.
Are the police sufficiently trained and equipped to deal with crime?
There is a constant battle between law enforcement, technology, and crime. Modern criminals are becoming increasingly aware of the need to use more sophisticated methods. And the police also try to stay one step ahead by using the latest technical and forensic methods. Sometimes it is better to put more police officers on the streets to deter crime rather than putting more technology into solving cases.
Culture.
In your opinion, what are the most important cultural aspects of your country?
I think that music and film are very important today. There has been a great shift away from traditional Chinese music and movies to more modern Western ones. The number of bars and clubs have greatly increased as today's youth discover new ways to express themselves.
Do you think that people's cultural tastes change as they get older?
I'm not sure they do. I think we become aware of other cultures as we grow older and we try some of them, but basically we remain true to our own culture.
Are cultural events an important part of life in your country?
I think that cultural events are still important, but becoming less so as time goes by. The spring festival is avoided by more and more students who prefer to stay at college with their friends.
In the future, do you think that different cultures will come closer together or remain distinct?
As the world becomes smaller and differences merge, there is a need to remain distinct and separate. Culture distinguishes one set of people from another, one race from another, one country from another. We may become a global village, but a village is made up of several households, each different from the other.
What aspects of other cultures interest people in your country?
We are heading towards a kind of supermarket culture, where people can pick and mix the bits and pieces of culture they are interested in. In China, people can listen to Japanese songs and read Japanese comics. They can wear the latest American fashion and eat Korean food.
How do you think that American culture is influencing life in your country?
America influences China in many ways. We wear Western clothes, eat McDonald's or KFC, listen to American music and watch Hollywood movies. We like to drink Coke and speak English with an American accent. Most students want to go to America to study or work and earn lots of dollars. The economy. Which industries are important in your country?
To be honest, all of them are. There is a need for all industries to upgrade as much as possible and develop efficient working practices that would help them to become more competitive, which would improve their industry and the economy as well.
Which industries do you think will become more or less important in the future?
Any industry that does not adapt itself to modern technological advances will not survive. Industries that trade with foreign companies or countries are important because they bring in foreign currency and enable them to exchange technological advances. High-tech industries are becoming more important too.
If your country wishes to attract more foreign investment, how can it do so?
The establishment of special economic zones has seen much foreign investment. Allowing foreign banks to operate in China would mean that foreign investment would become easier to make as it could be done in their own language.
How can companies improve conditions for workers and encourage them to work harder?
If workplaces have air conditioning, modern furniture, and the latest computers, then employees might work harder. But a better way is to provide incentives that reward increased effort with increased pay. Bonuses can be introduced for more work done or for work completed within a timescale. Profit sharing is another idea.
What has been the most significant development in your country's economy during the last 10 years?
I think that the involvement of foreign investment has meant that Western practices and technology have entered the country to the great benefit of China's economy.
If you were in charge of your country's economy, what main changes would you make?
I would encourage industries to upgrade as much as possible by giving them subsidies and grants so that they could compete not only at home but abroad too. I would also encourage industries to move west, to further develop these areas and help raise people's standards of living.
Education.
How has the education system in your country changed over the last 20 years?
There is more advanced technology used in the classrooms today, with the use of TVs, computers, and audiovisual material. Unfortunately, modern teaching methods have not kept pace with the new technology, and there is a tendency to focus on memorization and passing exams.
How do you think the education system will change in the near future?
It is likely that Chinese education will become more Western-styled in the future as academic exchanges increase and the need to be able to compete on a level footing with the West.
What changes would you introduce into the education system?
I would make education more Western and student-centered. I would also cut the length of postgraduate courses and make them research-based only. I would also encourage further participation with Western universities and encourage foreign teachers to stay longer by increasing their salaries and benefits.
Do you think that education should be free?
In my country, primary and secondary education is free, which I feel is good, because everyone has a right to be educated, regardless of income. There should be some payment for university education, though.
What do you think are the qualities of a good teacher?
A good teacher should know more about his subject than the textbook and be able to communicate his knowledge well in order to inspire his students to loftier heights. It does not matter about his dress, but he certainly should have a sense of humor and be well organized.
Do you think that the government needs to focus more on educating adults?
Education should be a lifelong process and not just restricted to the young. The government can increase its pool of educated citizens by promoting further education colleges and distance learning schools. Many of my older PhD students have come back to university because they need to know the latest technology in order to do their jobs well and have been encouraged by the government to do so. The environment.
What measures should the government and individuals in your country take to improve the environment?
I think that there are several things that people can do as individuals. An obvious thing is to recycle whenever possible. This will enable us to use fewer resources. People can aid this process by separating their waste into categories: plastics, metals, paper, organic waste, for example, waste food, even before the waste is collected. People can use fewer resources such as water and electricity. They can also reduce the amount of chemicals they use, particularly for cleaning.
Can our environment ever be truly clean?
Never. As fast as we clean up one mess, we seem to make another mess somewhere else. We are naturally waste-producing people, and although we can achieve some preventive measures, we can never have a totally clean environment. After all, we've left debris in outer space and on top of Mount Everest.
What can we do to protect endangered animals?
One way is to remove them from the danger and place them in specially equipped zoos and encourage them to breed so that later they can be reintroduced into the wild. Another way is to remove the danger from them by creating special reserves, passing laws to protect them, and making sure that these laws are put into effect.
If we focus too much on the environment, won't our economy be less efficient?
There is now a growing public awareness of, and indeed demand for, environmentally friendly products. Many products now have environmentally friendly stickers on them, so it is in the company's long-term interests to make sure that the environment is safeguarded and protected for future use by the next generation.
Do you think that older people and younger people have different views of the environment?
I think that younger people may have a more idealistic view of how environmental problems can be solved, whereas older people generally have a more realistic view. Younger people are more likely to be involved in organizations that campaign over environmental issues, because idealist views often demand that some action is taken. Family. How has family life changed in your country over the last 50 years?
In 1978, the one-child policy came into force, and this has led to a slowdown in the rate of population growth. Disadvantages have been a tendency to spoil the only child, a bigger burden on the child in supporting his parents, and increasing use of abortion when the fetus is female. Although the male child is still preferred, the status and role of women generally has increased, and women have risen up the business and political ranks in increasing numbers.
Do you think that each person in a family should have a clear role?
I think it helps the family if each parent has a clear role with regard to their position in the family. Ideally, both parents should discuss this either before they marry or shortly after.
Do you think it is better for families to live close together?
I don't think it is a good idea for a newlywed couple to live with either of their parents in the same home, but it could be helpful if parents live nearby. Then they could assist in the running of the home and looking after any children.
How do you think that family life will change in the future?
I think that families will get smaller and that more children will seek to leave home earlier. Grandparents might choose to live away from the family home in special old people's homes.
What do you think are the qualities of good parents?
The number one quality of a good parent should be taking time to spend with their children. Even if the parents argue and quarrel, most children prefer their parents to stay together rather than divorce. Love and care are important as well as the gift of encouragement.
How do you treat your children differently to the way your parents treated you?
I think I would try to spend more time with my children. Children grow up very quickly, and these childhood years provide special and long-cherished memories, so I would want to be there. I also would be strict with my children regarding their homework and encourage them to do well.
Famous people.
Do famous people have special responsibilities to society?
If society makes people famous, then famous people have a responsibility to be role models of their generation. They cannot expect to act one way in public and another way in private. This is just plain hypocrisy and should be exposed as such.
Some famous people are very rich. Is this fair?
Some famous people are very poor too, and is that fair also? We do not live in a fair world, and there will always be the rich and poor and the famous and unknown. I know that I would rather be rich and famous rather than poor and unknown, so why shouldn't others want that too?
What kinds of people are famous or admired in your country?
Young people tend to admire musicians and singers, as well as CEOs in business. Film stars are admired too. Older people may admire people who do good things for their country, such as charity workers. Politicians are not as admired as they were.
Should the private lives of famous people be made public?
People love to hear about other people, and famous people's lives are different from others because they are so well known. Reporters and photographers follow them about and make lots of money because the private lives of celebrities is news and sells newspapers.
Do you think that monuments to famous people are a waste of money?
In England, we have lots of monuments to famous people and war heroes like Nelson's Column. Tourists flock to see them, and so they have survived the test of time. Other monuments of famous people in other countries have not fared so well, and we have all seen the pictures of huge statues crashing to the ground.
In Britain, for example, certain famous people receive honours and titles. What do you think of this?
Every year in June there is the Queen's Birthday Honours List, as well as the New Year's Honours List, where certain people are rewarded. Although there is always some grumbling about whether some of them, or even all of them, deserve titles and honours, the majority of British people approve and secretly await their turn. films, movies. To what extent do you think that most films are realistic?
Some of the most popular films at the box office today are not realistic in the slightest. We have the Lord of the Rings trilogy about dwarves and hobbits and elves and other fabled folk. Then there are the Harry Potter films about a boy who has magical powers to fight evil. Some films do portray real events, but often in a fictionalized way, as real life can be boring.
Do you think that people's tastes in films change as they get older?
I think it's normal for taste to change to a certain extent as you get older, because you see more films and learn more about them. Your tastes tend to become more sophisticated as you age, even though you may still like the same kinds of films you saw when you were younger.
Do men and women like to watch the same types of films?
I don't think that women like to watch horror films as much as men. And certainly, they like romantic films more than men do. Perhaps men and women have the same taste in films as they do in books.
Are American films similar to films produced in your country?
American films are not similar to Chinese films in any way. But more and more Chinese directors and producers are learning from Hollywood advances in technology and incorporating these new techniques into their films. Some Chinese actors are now becoming well known in Hollywood.
What do you think are the qualities of a good film?
It should have a good plot, believable actors, and capture the imagination of the audience. Plenty of fast-paced action, the use of special effects and witty dialogue are also sometimes considered as part of a good film.
What qualities does a good actor or actress need to have?
I think a good actor or actress needs to have a strong screen presence and be able to assume the identity of the character he is portraying on screen. Some actors or actresses tend to be typecast into certain roles, so the ability to play against type is a valuable asset.
Food.
What kinds of food do people in your country like to eat?
In England, we now have a huge variety of international cuisine to choose from. We have moved away from traditional British food, like roast beef, to include rice and pasta as alternatives to potatoes, and French, Italian, Indian, Chinese, Greek, Thai, and Mexican food are all readily available.
Do you think that most people in your country eat healthily?
I think that Chinese food is more healthy than Western food, as you rarely see overweight Chinese people. Vegetables are not cooked for as long as in the West, and therefore retain more of their proteins, vitamins, and other nutrients. Fruit is eaten in bigger quantities, and there are more varieties found.
Do older people and younger people prefer the same kinds of food?
At home they would eat the same food, but younger people like American fast food more than the older generation do, and are more likely to try other foreign food, such as Italian pizzas.
What kinds of food do you think will be more popular or less popular in the future?
I think that China will follow the food trends in other countries. Certainly, more foreign food will become available in shops and there will be more foreign restaurants. It is likely that organically grown food will increase in popularity.
Is food an important aspect of cultural life in your country?
Yes, it is. Most Chinese people greet each other with the phrase, "Have you eaten?" So the topic of food is never far away. Families like to have gatherings centered round the table, and students and workers often celebrate by having dinner in a restaurant.
If you were preparing a special dinner for 6 to 8 people, what would you need to do, and what food would you prepare or order?
Well, first of all, I would organize someone to cook the meal as I can't cook, and I would leave the choice of food to them. Then I would have to arrange for a cleaner to come and tidy up my flat. I would look after the drinks and try to make all the guests feel welcome and make certain there were no awkward gaps in the conversation. Friends. What are the most important qualities in friends?
I think that being available when needed is an important quality, as friends need to meet on a regular basis in order to maintain that friendship. Having the same interests and being able to get on with each other are important too. The ability to listen and give good advice also comes in very useful.
How are friendships different from other relationships, for example with family or colleagues?
It is commonly said that you can choose your friends but not your family. However, friends come and go, but your family will remain your family forever.
Do men and women do similar kinds of things with their friends?
I think that men are more likely to go to sporting events or go out for a drink with their male friends, while women tend to go shopping or stay in the home chatting with their female friends. I think there must be a genetic shopping gene implanted in most women's brains, as most men hate shopping.
Do men and women discuss different things with their friends?
Actually, I talk about a wide variety of things with my friends, but certain topics do take up most of the time. Those topics would be work, women, food, sport, TV and current affairs. I know what my husband talks about with his friends because I can hear him on the telephone. Men seem to prefer talking face to face over beer. Do you think that friendships between people of the same age are usually stronger than when the age difference is large?
Many people agree that this is true. However, there are many cases where other factors are more important, such as similar interests or personalities. Sometimes friendships between people of different ages are so strong that they get married.
How can friendships change as people get older?
Ideally, friendships should develop and deepen as we grow older, but there are also further opportunities to become more distant. Families, jobs, and interests can all be means of coming between friends as well as uniting them. Going abroad long term. Why do many people want to go abroad for an extended period of time?
There is always the attraction of a foreign country, its language, culture, architecture, scenery, etc., which is appealing to most people. Sometimes the need for a change from a boring lifestyle is one reason. Work and study also play important parts. In England, students often have a year abroad between school and university in order to broaden their horizons.
What should these people do before going abroad?
Travel is simpler these days, and information about other countries is widely available in books, TV, and the internet. It helps if you can actually meet someone from the country you are about to visit, as they can give you detailed information and answer any questions you may have. If you are going to work or study, then your employer or university are valuable sources of information.
What would you miss most if you went abroad for an extended period of time?
Family would be the thing I would miss the most, and perhaps I would be homesick for a while. I can always call my family, though, or use the internet to keep in touch with them. And then there are always holidays when I can return home.
Which country or part of the world wouldn't you like to live in?
I would not like to live in a cold country such as Finland, because there is too much snow and the winters are long and the days are dark and short. I much prefer a warmer country to live in.
What are a few of the problems of living abroad and how can people overcome them?
I think that the biggest problem is the language barrier, and you certainly should try to start learning the language before you go and continue once you arrive.
Why do foreigners stay in your country for an extended period of time?
Some foreigners really like the different pace of life or the culture, but perhaps a romantic involvement is a popular reason for staying.
What kinds of problems do foreigners living in your country experience?
Problems with bureaucracy are common, as well as health-related problems.
Health.
Who do you think should pay for health care?
In England, we have a state health system which is free, but of course people ultimately pay for it through taxes. I think that everyone has the right to health care, but it is becoming increasingly expensive to maintain, and those who can afford it should pay more than those who can't.
Do you think that people take enough responsibility for their health?
Well, some do and some don't. It's a personal decision, and many people have a healthy or unhealthy lifestyle because that's their personal choice, and who am I to legislate for others? We should take more responsibility for ourselves and our families by taking more exercise and eating a well-balanced diet, for example.
Do you think that the government should promote a national health drive?
The government often does this, whether it's to do with particular health problems like smoking or AIDS. In order to promote a national health drive, then hospitals and health centres have to be improved and more sports centres provided. People are a country's strongest resource and need to be healthy. After all, the more healthy people are, the longer and harder they will work. That means more tax income for the government.
How have health services improved in your country in recent years?
In the cities, they have improved a lot, but in the countryside, there is still a lot to do. I think the SARS panic helped to improve services and conditions immensely.
What more could be done to improve healthcare in your country?
There are always improvements that could be done, such as newer and better equipped hospitals, more nurses and doctors, and more research into diseases. I think that healthcare in the cities is up to an acceptable standard, but in the countryside things are different. There is a reluctance for trained doctors and nurses to move there, as facilities are poor and the salaries are low, so the government should provide subsidies and other benefits to encourage them to relocate.
How well are healthcare staff, doctors and nurses, trained in your country?
Medical training standards are rising every year, but there is still a shortage of university hospitals for training new recruits.